Murray, when you have a tough week like last week and you haven't won a game yet, how difficult is it to flush all the negativity out and that, you know, the must-win kind of feel like you can't lose this game? You know what I mean? And just kind of move on.
The NFL is week to week. I've been in this league for some time now, and I've had some experiences, but it's all about the guys in this locker room. You have to come together and play for your brother. Sell out the win, leave it all on the field, because right now, this is a must-win. Let's make no mistake about it. We need this game. We need to get back on track and start stacking some wins.
Doesn't make many mistakes as far as turning the ball over. How do you guys try and force some of those and get them a little bit off their game?
Execution. Flying to the ball, being aggressive, relentless, physical. Other teams have had opportunities. He threw some balls right to some guys, but they just didn't catch them. So we just have to capitalize. If we have those opportunities, we need to catch the ball. The ball's on the turf, we need to recover the ball. We've had some opportunities in the past three games when the ball was on the turf, but we didn't recover. So we just need to start capitalizing on those opportunities, and we'll be fine.
You never think of him like when he started watching games, but like his winning percentage the last couple of years.
He's very effective, very effective. This year particularly, he has a high completion percentage. It's getting the ball out quick, not taking many sacks. And he has playmakers around him. Jamaal Charles is a leading receiver as a running back. So that kind of gives you a window on what type of offense they're operating with. And their mindset. They want to get the ball out quick and get the ball to the playmakers and, let them make plays. And it's been working so far for them.
A lot of people are going to look at you guys this week, not the defense, but the offense, because, Boss is out and Snead's out, and the offensive line's pretty young. I mean, do you sit there and say, well, they've got to handle it themselves? They're players. I mean, do you worry about them at all, or can you help?
Those are our teammates. And, it's not offense, defense, special teams. It's the New York Giants. And we represent each other. So, if one group is down, we need to go out there and play that much harder for our group. Because the tables may turn. You never know. But we're behind our guys 100%. We have full confidence in whoever steps out on that field, whether it's offense, defense, or special team. Those 11 guys representing the New York Giants are more than capable of getting the job done.